Let's discuss a little bit about the bracha, about Tova Meitiv. What are some rules in terms of when you make it over a cup of wine? So the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis tells us a general rule that we know we make Bo'ei Pri Hagafen over a cup of wine. That's a chiddush in its own right because of the special chashivas of wine, the big Bo'ei Pri Hagafen, and Amotzi Lechem Na'aretz on bread. But Chazal only instituted this bracha Tova Meitiv specifically on wine. That if you have another different type of bread, you don't make a Tova Meitiv on going from a rye bread to white bread or to a roll or to a bagel. They only made this halacha on wine. Because wine has the unique quality, and number one, it fills you up, it says, and it gets you besimcha. So the Gemara says, if you're having a second wine, a different wine, so then you wouldn't make a Bo'ei Pri Hagafen on the second cup of wine. Of course you wouldn't, because you made a first one. But you would make a Tova Meitiv on the second cup of wine. So that's the Gemara in Nun Tes Amud Beis. So the question is, what comes up a lot, I guess it could come up any meal, but certainly Friday night or Shabbos morning, but let's go with Friday night, that we make Kiddush Friday night over wine. So let's assume you have two bottles of wine on your table. You could have a dry wine, a sweet wine, whatever, you could pick the wines. So number one is, which bottle of wine do you make Kiddush over? Let's assume there's a clear inferior and superior wine, for argument's sake. Assuming if you didn't know, so obviously you didn't know, so then you could pick the one you want. But let's assume that it was black and white. So would you make it over the inferior or the superior? And secondly, what happens if you made Kiddush over grape juice? Let's say you had kids and you didn't want to serve alcohol at Kiddush. You wanted everyone to get. And then during the meal, you had the second bottle of wine, which was already on the table. You start pouring. Would I make a Tova Meitiv on the wine? So let's talk about the first case first. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mordechai that if you have two different types of wine on your table, let's assume whether it's Kiddush or not, so what should you do? You should make Bo'ei Pri Hagafen on the superior wine. You should make it on the better wine. And then by definition, you would not make a Tova Meitiv on the second one because I'm making Bo'ei Pri Hagafen on the good wine, on the better wine, so therefore there'll be no Tova Meitiv. However, the Shulchan Aruch says elsewhere, it also says that if you have two types of wine in front of you, you recite Tova Meitiv on the second wine. So which one is it? So how do we reconcile? Because on one hand, the Shulchan Aruch says you make a Bo'ei Pri Hagafen on the better wine, and you don't make a Tova Meitiv. So the Magen Avraham gives a pretty clear answer. He says no. But the Shulchan Aruch means is, you're right. If you made Bo'ei Pri Hagafen on the better wine, you would not make a Tova Meitiv on the second wine. However, if you by mistake made Bo'ei Pri Hagafen on the inferior wine, then you would make Bo'ei Pri Hagafen on the second wine. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out, even if they're on the same level, that it doesn't have to be inferior. I mean, it doesn't have to be better. If it's on the same level, that's also would warrant a Tova Meitiv, because it's a different type of wine. The Taz disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and says, if you have two bottles of wine on your table, you dafka make Bo'ei Pri Hagafen on the inferior wine, and then you make a Tova Meitiv on the better wine. I guess the issue is, so the Shulchan Aruch holds more chashivas to Kiddush, will make Bo'ei Pri Hagafen. A Tova Meitiv, we're not worried about it at the time I'm making. Right now I want to make the ultimate Kiddush. So therefore, Kiddush is more chashiv on the better wine. Therefore, once I do that, okay, so then collateral damage will be no Tova Meitiv. And the Taz seems to be saying no. You have to be Roa Ezu Achacham or Roa Tanoah. He says Kiddush works as long as it's Borei Pri HaGafen, it's enough. It's wine. So therefore, you should dafka make the Kiddush on the inferior wine, and then you make Hatovah Meitav on the next wine. So that's disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch and the Divrei Chamudos. That he says that you don't make a tova meitiv. He says even if it's not in front of you, if it's in another room, but you know you're going to be bringing it out, you have the divrei chamudas. Even if you're bringing it out later, but you know you're bringing it out later, you wouldn't make a tova meitiv. And you have the shulchan aruch that says that if the even on the table. You have the taz and the shulchan aruch. You have the, on the table, and you make the bracha on the inferior wine. You would make hatova meitiv on the second wine, on the second cup. It's just a machlokes shulchan aruch taz. Should I lechatchila make the kiddush on the inferior wine, the superior wine? Everyone agrees. If you made the borei pri hagafen on the inferior wine, even for kiddush, you would make hatova meitiv on the second. Both the taz and the shulchan aruch would so. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Shulchan Aruch Shita, that you make Borei Pri HaGafen on the better wine, and then hence no Tova Meitiv. If you made it on the inferior wine, then even if it's on the table, you would make HaTova Meitiv. The Kaf HaChayim goes with the Divrei Chamudos, that basically you do not say HaTova Meitiv if you knew the wine. I guess if someone just showed up in the middle or you found the bottle of wine in nowhere, then the Kaf HaChayim would agree. But anything you had in mind, B'shas Kiddush, that you could have, when one would not make HaTova Meitiv. So that seems to be the Piskei Tshuvos quotes the Minig, quotes from the Minchas Yitzchak, which seems to explain, because the Minig is, you rarely hear everyone ever make HaTova Meitiv. Why not? Because the Minchas Yitzchak says, if you take all the Shitas, the Divrei Chamudos, if it's in a different room, you have other qualifications you need. Number one is you can't be drinking alone. The first cup of wine can't be finished, or else it wouldn't be many different wines. And the second wine needs to be at least of the same quality. So then, since there are many shitas, so therefore many people don't make HaTova Meitiv. That seems to be in the Maimon Mordechai from the Kaf HaChayim. However, in the Panini Halacha, Rezu Malabid, he says no. He says you could follow the sheet, the Mishnah Berurah, and he would say if it's a better wine, even if the two wines are on the table, you can make HaTova Meitiv. So many go with the Minchas Yitzchak, they don't make, but it seems you have what to rely on, that if a person wants to make HaTova Meitiv, even if they're on the table, as long as it's the same or superior wine, one can make HaTova Meitiv. But even Rabbi Elazar Melamed, who holds you can make a HaTova Meitiv, if you have two bottles of wine on the table and the second one is superior, but he would say that if you make Kiddush over grape juice, and then you brought and you had another bottle of wine in front of you, you would not make HaTova Meitiv. Why not? Because even though regarding the laws of Kiddush, which is a whole discussion, can you use grape juice for Kiddush? The Rambam holds no. You need wine fit for the Mizbeach. So according to the Rambam, you couldn't use any Yayim and Bushu either. Generally, unless you're Svard or you follow the Shitas of Rambam, maybe Briskers, our meaning is we make grape juice was a major divide before Rav Moshe, Rav Henkin, and many, and that was one of the conservative Orthodox divides, not to whether grape juice was a Borei Pri HaGafen, it's a Rashi and Brachas, but Lamaisa, since Rav Moshe came along, the minhag is that we accept grape juice as wine. So even though we assume grape juice for Borei Pri HaGafen, what Rav Malamed is saying, and it'd be grape juice doesn't fit the criteria of wine regarding HaTova Meitiv, because HaTova Meitiv, why do we make this bracha? Because it fills you up and it brings joy. Grape juice doesn't necessarily do either, and therefore there's no reason to make HaTova Meitiv. It's like if I have Coke and then I have a bottle of wine, there's no Tova Meitiv because there's only one bottle of wine. if you, you know, if you argue that grape juice has a din of wine for atova meitivs, then one would make the case against Rav Melamed that you would you could make. But Rav Melamed writes, I haven't seen anyone say yes, but I haven't seen all the shitas. But that's what he's assuming. You have to assume that grape juice is labeled wine for atova meitiv, and then you then certainly you'd make atova meitiv. But Rav Melamed says explicitly, no, he's the one I saw explicitly on it. And that's why that's Rav Yitzchak Abadi's shita regarding the 9 days. I'm not sure what he says on this, I have to find out. But he says, when the 9 days, you should make havdalah over grape juice. Because the whole discussion, should I do it over wine, like the Machaber says, or should I do it over beer, or chama radina? So he says, make grape juice. Because grape juice, you fulfill, it's the din of Kiddush. But why can't you have wine during the 9 days? Is because it's two things. Number one, it brings joy, and it's zech, and since it's a zech l'mikdash, so it's a churban abayis to remind. Therefore, they point out during the night, he says, so therefore, if you make it over grape juice, it's good for kavdol because it's wine, and it doesn't bring joy, and it's not something you could use on the mizbeach. So therefore, it fits into the criteria. So that so l'maisa, we have the different shitas. But you have two bottles of wine in front of you. So it seems to be according to some, and it seems to be the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, that if for whatever reason you made a Berurah Pri HaGafen on the inferior wine and you have a better wine, you can't make Atava Meitiv. The Divrei Chamudos, unless you brought it out of nowhere, then he would seem to say it's okay. But if not, if it's on the table or if you know you're bringing it out. And therefore, since there are many criteria to when you make Atova Meitiv, many follow the Minchas Yitzchak that you would make Atova Meitiv. And others, Rav Melamed and others say, no, you can't make Atova Meitiv. That seems to be the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. But even Rav Melamed would say, if you make Kiddush over grape juice, one would not make it over Chama, one would not make Atova Meitiv because for Atova Meitiv purposes, it is not considered wine, and the only time you make Atova Meitiv if you have many wines in front of you.